Holding it in Ein Reish. Sifalov. Nogim Armor Beherk Mem Malikin. Vesadim Armor Moisa Kadam Tilas Arbis, Behua Nochin. So the Mishavura Aleph Beherk Mem Malikin. If he shares Padin Halaka, Vashlosh Adorm Shatakhorm Lorm Sabes, or Rab Shabbazim Khashecha. So these are, they're halachic applications of what he's saying. It's interesting then by Malik that it can be said Loraner. Well, it's one of the few things you can say Loraner, because it talks about the halacha that you can't read things Loraner because you might come to be mata, so it'll remind you not to be mata. So it's mutter. So when do you say it? Cut until it's arbis. Shimon become a som, give him the tilispala arbis. They without marvel early. Vayu they trias perikzev. She called them mikodim yeda bememalikin megizkar shoshadvarm biyazer aleim. So they would make early Shabbos. They would say bememalikin beforehand. Before they were mekabel Shabbos yet, because they were mekabel Shabbos like we said before by saying Baruch Hu. They didn't have Kabbalah Shabbos, which we have, so that they basically just have Marv. So they would say Malikim beforehand, and they realized, oh, I didn't tell my wife to light or whatever. They weren't Makabal Shabbos yet. For us that were Makabal Shabbos, which we said before with the Mitzvah Shalim Shabbos, to say by Malikim afterwards doesn't really help us. After Marv, what does it help you already? It's too late. The Maharak, I don't know who that is. So why do you say it after Marv? So we're adding another layer of time for a person to catch up. While the Tzibur singing by Malikin, he can catch up. So therefore, going from Yontif to Shabbos, or going from Chol HaMoed to Shabbos, in general, people were not that involved in Malachos, so there was no inyan of saying Bemalikin over there. Because of Bach, Yeshua would come at Bemalikin Acher Kiddush, the Yulik Yerma Odev Makadminale, we're talking Kiddush and Beis HaKnesses. So they said Bemalikin after Marav, so the order should be Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses, because that's like a Yulik Yerma, you're being Makadish to the Yerm, so that's earlier. And then by my Malikin, and then Aleinu. We come and say, "I'm in a glamour by my Malikin." Kaidim, we say by Malikin before Kiddush, because the preacher Tom the Neir Beisah be Kiddush Hayom, Neir Beisah Odev Kileyel Basiman Reisam and Gimel. So the halachas of the Neir are mentioned before the halacha, before saying the Kiddush. Fine. I separate by the yet, because I don't see anybody nowadays who still says it after Marv. I usually see it's pretty much the Art School has won and moved it back to before Marv, and Art School has won. The simple reading is because the Shulchan Aruch says it's a proper thing to say before Marv, but Mishnah Berurah is saying it's come out now. It's irrelevant to say before Marav, because that's only because Bismanam, they didn't have Kabbalah Shabbos. And their Kabbalah Shabbos was Baruch Hu, so the Bememalikim beforehand was significant because it helped them actually address issues, Halacha L'maisa, on the spot before their Mekabel Shabbos. But for us, our Kabbalah Shabbos is before Bememalikim. If Artsko would have moved it to before Kabbalah Shabbos, that would have made sense.
Then nobody would have said it.
What?
Then nobody would have said it.
That's true too. Right. So the other purpose is let a person catch up. I guess you can still catch up. You know, it still helps you catch up if beforehand as well. Okay, but I said the Iker Minig. It seems to me that the Minig Ashkenaz was to say it afterwards. When I was growing up, all the Siddurim had it after all Ashkenaz, Nusach Ashkenaz Siddurim had it after Maariv. Okay. Sif Beis. Yesh Shein Armor Moisa B'yom Tashachal Yis B'Erev Shabbos. When Yom Tov was an Erev Shabbos, some do not say it, but Yesh Shein Armor Moisa B'Shabbos Shal Chanukah. Some don't say B'Shabbos Shal Chanukah. Hagobei Nogin came B'Chanukah. The meaning is like the... So we mentioned before that Mechaber says a din, and he says Yesh Armor Yesh, it's, you know, so that's if there's nobody who's in Chalik, that's, you know, he's basically saying that's what that you should do. So we hear it's not Yesh Armor, it's Yesh Yesh. He's telling Yesh Armor. There are those who say over here. There are those who it's not saying an opinion. It's saying a fact that some people don't say it in these circumstances. That's the Maisa. The fact that he's bringing it, it seems to be that that would be accepted as the minig. So the Ramah Bein Noigim came a Chanukah. Shabbos Chalamoid, Ein Amar Misa, Oisah, we don't say it, Shabbos Chalamoid. Chem Yalta Shechal Yos, B'Shabbos, Ein Amar Misa.
What about on Shabbos Chanukah? We do say it on Shabbos.
Correct. Gimel, Shechal Yos, Erev Shabbos, the Fish Ein Yochel Lomer, Isartem, Tema'atim B'Yamtiv, Chem Yalta Shechal, B'Shabbos, Mishum Lo'i Plug. You don't say it in Yom Tov, which is Chal Yisrael of Shabbos. So he brings over here the Torah, says the reason is because you can't say Yisartim. The Kardinal, what he said before, the reason is more simple because. The reason is more simple because if the purpose is to allow them people to catch up, so people are not going to. People don't run late. Right, so. If your minhag is to say beforehand, so then you would have to come out to the sore of the tour. The problem is you can't say sartim, so they did not want to imply that it's mutter to take maaser on yom tov, so they took it out. Now yom tov shechal b'shabbos, betzim, there's no reason why there's no reason why you can't say yom tov, which falls out on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is the regular Erev Shabbos. So whatever your reason is, either because people are coming late or because you're saying it beforehand to remind people to do certain things, all of those things are relevant when Yom Tov is on Shabbos. So he said, why don't you say it? Because of Loi Plug. He says, people would confuse Yom Tov, which is Shabbos, and Yom Tov, which is Erev Shabbos. So we just say, whenever Yom Tov is involved, you don't say. Shal Chanukah. So why would be the minhag not to say it by Shabbos Chanukah? In Eisha, Nizkir b'Psul Shmonim, Shem Asurim b'Shabbos Hola b'Chanukah. The law is that all of those Psulei Shmonim, which are possible for Shabbos, are not possible for Chanukah, because by Shabbos, you're allowed to read L'Aron Air, you know, with your not read, but you're allowed to use the L'Aron Air for other purposes. And if you'd have shmonim which don't burn well, we're afraid the person will try and go and do something to help it burn better in order to get better light. The Chanukah, it's also lishtamish l'or. You can't use the or of the ner Chanukah, so then whatever ner you have, he's not going to do anything because you can't do anything with the light anyway. But so so it comes out any night of Chanukah, even Friday night of Chanukah, you're lighting with oil, which is pasul to use for Shabbos. You're allowed to use it for the Chanukah licht the night of Friday night, because you can't do anything. You can't be mishtamish the or of the menorah. But if you'd say the psulei shmonim, and we don't mention in the Bamelikon that Chanukah is different, it'd be confusing the people that you're using it for Chanukah, and they think maybe they get confused, so we don't say it.
It's confusing people, or it's sort of a zilzal in the
front
of the...
I think it was confusing people. Right?
You say Bava.
I understand. That's what the Ramah said, but I'm explaining right now the opinion says you don't say it. B'Shabbos, B'chem Yom Kippur, B'Shachal, B'Shabbos, Ein Amar Misa. And when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, so you don't say it either, just like in Yom Tov. Okay. Simon Reish Anel, Dinei Kiddush Al Yain. So, Sif Aleph. Akshemim Lebeisa Yamar Lechol Miyat. So he should try to eat right away. That's the Mishabura Aleph Yemar Lecho. Hanu Lekadesh. So the main point over here, it says, is not so much the eating, it's saying the Kiddush. Kiddush Yizkir Shabbos Beis Tchilas Kinesosoy L'chol Kama the Mekadminon Le Tvei Odev. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of the Rambam, when he says the mitzvah of Kiddush, he says that it's Zochar Yom Shabbos. The Kachar, you're supposed to be mentioned the Shevach of Shabbos B'Kinesosoy, and it will be Yitziyosa. So when Shabbos, when you're Mingmach the Shabbos, you're supposed to mention something unique about Shabbos, the Shevach of Shabbos, and the same thing when Shabbos leaves. So understand what Kinesosa means, the beginning. You don't want to wait till 10 o'clock at night to say it should be Kinesosa. As Shabbos is entering, you're already saying the praise of Shabbos. So the earlier you say it, the better. Well, and Mekimah says the Kiddush Sarach Lechem Yad can move the simanation Gimel Siv Gimel Bahagah. The Kiddush has to be Makam Suda. So, Mel, you have to eat right away to be able to say the Kiddush right away. But the main point is the Kiddush. Okay. Now, but however, Menu Toiv Lech, at least he's not hungry yet. Yachol Lahamtim in the Kaddish Achi Yirav. You can wait. I just told you that you have to be Makdim to say the Shevach of Shabbos b'Kinesosoy. The answer is no. Zochar the Shabbos b'Tilos b'Kinesos. We have to be mitzvah to say the Raisa l'Haramam k'Lekamot. So the Magen Rambam says the mitzvah the Raisa you were Yotze that din that you're mekuyev to say b'Kinesosoy. You did it in shul, so you're from mekayim that din. Come welcome near the hech the yeshiva of Mishum Shalom Bayis or sheyesh the base of Meshorsim or Shar Orchim, Prat Ois Arech Oni, La Yarchel Bechol Gavni, the Kiman the Heim Mutal Malah, below La Yukal Akma, Mishil Shu Roitz, the Kaim Mitzvah and Mofer. So the reason why you would wait is because when you eat the Suda Shabbos, the Teyovin, it's considered a hit or mitzvah to make the Suda Shabbos more enjoyable, pleasurable, the Enoch Shabbos Shabbos, but it is going to affect. If you have other people involved, you don't have a right to impose upon them for your chumras, your hider mitzvah. The Mishabura says a different lashon in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, I think it is, that he says could be you have an issur deraisa. The case of if the guest is an ani, so the issur of bal ta'achar. So when a person pleasures to give to an ani, the more learns out there's a din of bal ta'achar to pay off the netter. The chiyuv stalker to an ani, but what's the shear for bal ta'achar? So by kabbonis bal ta'achar is gemara golem. So by anim, by niyim, the Gemara says if there are niyim which are kaimi, niyim which are there, so bal ta'achar is immediately. You have a chiyuv to give right away. So he says in case you have an arech who's an ani and he hasn't eaten, so your chiyuv stalker and you invite him for the meal. That's basically being mechayiv yourself in stalker to provide for his food needs. That's mitzvah stalker. If you push off the Suda, you're being over about the Acher, the Raisa, possibly, he says, but by pushing off the Suda, the Raisa, when you have a Reich on it, you can't push it off. It's interesting, he doesn't bring it down over here. He definitely stresses a Reich on it, but he doesn't put it at the level of an Issa, the Raisa. But over there, Imam handles it, should be Shalom, an Issa, the Raisa, to do that. If I call correctly, it's in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. It's in Ashar Tzion and Rosh Hashanah, and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's a sukkah. Sim and Tafresh Mem. I don't remember. I have to look it up. Maybe it's in Tafresh Mem. Nichol sukkah. So you should eat right away. Let Mishabur miyad. We come walk and look. May I knock and likris kriyash ma bekoidim. In Mistapik, Shabbat Sechnes is like Krob as mana. But we had before. You should say kriyash ma first. Because if you didn't say Kriya Shema Bizmanu in the shul, you can't not allowed to start, and it's within a half an hour of this man Shema, so you can't, you're not allowed to start a Suda then. So you have an issur to start a Suda at that point in time. So you should say Shema beforehand. Finally, I was saying, Shema Bizmanu, you should burst the cotton ball. Because the Rabbin Perikov tests me, Hilchus Shabbos, it's the same in the Torah, the Kaddish is Yerma Shabbos, but the Borum. So he quotes the Rambam, that the mitzvah same in the Torah to mekadosh Shabbos with words. Shenemar zochar shem Shabbos
l'kachshir. Say the Shema before what?
The Suda. Because a grave skir Shabbos for Kiddush, so Zechor Shem Shabbos Lekatcher doesn't mean to remember, it means to mention. When we did research from Shetia, skir is all kosher yayin. Mirabonan, it's a chiyuv to say it on a kois. Because of Tosis, Psuka, and Nozir, dal yayin hurak mirabonan. It's all in the Rabbanan, not the Raisa. The reason why Tosis is point, where he's point, he's stressing this is because the more is mashma, more seems to handle the shaila of a nazir being mekabel naziris. How does it affect his chiyuv to drink wine, for example, like Kiddush? Now, the chiyuv with nazir in the raisa. If the chiyuv to drink wine is not a deraisa, what's the conversation? The more is saying that the right. So.
Yes, certainly.
So. It's mash of the Gemara that the chiyuv yayin is the raisa, and that's why we're asking how does the kabbalas naziris affect his chiyuv the raisa of yayin. So that's what Tosis points out over there, that it's not the raisa, because we're going to run the fees that be raisa bekiddush shomer betilos sagis. Now if the raisa, you don't need yayin, so it comes out that betzim you're becoming mitzvah the raisa of kiddush and shul. The Krog seems the Chorus is Yom HaShabbos, but he's not Chorus. So you're Mekayim the Midin the Raisa of Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekatra. That which you need wine is the Rabbanan. Ah, you need Kiddush Mokam Surah. That's also the Rabbanan. Me Rabbanan, Kamash HaKosav Ben Siyas Mene Samotes, Hevi Mokan Ram. Now. So now, Zachar Mokan Ram, so he's been Mekadosh, you're Yotzim Mitzvah the Raisa with in Tefillah. So once I tell you Mekayim the Deraisa in Tefillah, so now we have a subject I actually made Kiddush Alakois, I remember. So the Rabbanan Lekula. Gam, another Nafkamina, is Katna Gila Chinuch. Yachal Haitzi the Pizza, I feel the Gala Bekiddush, I'm a Gala Mehiz Baal Kvar. So a cotton cannot be mitzi, it's only chayv mirabana, cannot be mitzi a gadol, it's chayv deraisa. But if the gadol davened already, so the gadol is only chayv derabana, so the cotton can be mitzi him. Now, v'ulam yeshafak mizahar, but that's not so poshut. The kamilom, the elsim and samach, siptal, the mitzvah strichas kabana, lotse is basiyas a mitzvah. That which the Magen Rambam is assuming that you yotze mitzvah deraisa with tefillah, the chur is questionable. But since we pass in mitzvah, say mitzvah strichas kavana means if a person does the mitzvah without a kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, he's not yotze. Most people who are davening Shemoneh Esrei Friday night are not having in mind to be yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush. Misama ein mederech oilam lechavim lotz es mitzvah say the zokar bitfilah. Since the Chazar Mekayim to say Kiddush Alakos, and that's what I'm planning to do, so I probably have Kavana, I'm probably intending to be Yotze then, not now. Therefore, it's much better to do the mitzvah deraisa in a way that you're Mekayim, you're Chivim, and Rabbanon of Alakos, and B'makam Sura, that the B'yotze in davening. So there's almost, we can almost assume that not all, there's almost like a negative Kavanah not to be B'yotze during davening. There are other questions. The Moral is out that Kiddush requires, you have to mention Skir Sisyas Mitzrayim. It doesn't mention Skir Sisyas Mitzrayim in Tefillah anywhere. So that was the Magen Rambam says the Yotze. He says he was hearing his rise. That might be the din of mentioning Sisyas Mitzrayim in Kiddush is the Raisa. So how could you have to mention the Raisa if you didn't mention Sisyas Mitzrayim in Shemoneh Esrei? So that's another problem that he has. Okay.
I don't understand how it works in general. How a kaitan can be a motzi, even by any, you know, Durban in general, can be motzi a gadol, because it's a different kind of a Durban, isn't it? It's still really chinuch.
So, you're going to get a shear on this tomorrow. This is Rabbi Brozom shear.
Okay.
So you can come and get all your answers. But it is a problem. There's a Rashi which is mashma that there's no din in the katan b'chlal. It's din in the gadol to be mechanech. One of Tosfos' problems is, but this idea over here that a katan being motzi a gadol, not the one who's being mechanech, but a gadol, even the one who's being mechanech, would indicate that there's a chiyuv on the katan, because the getter of the chinuch is the chazal put a chiyuv on the katan. Otherwise, how can you motzi the gadol? So it's not a din on the father. The getter of the mitzvah of chinuch was that they put a chiyuv on the katan to do it. Otherwise, how does this whole thing work? So that's a very, you know, it's a very strong raya to that fact. Okay. In Yeshim Lamin Lotzes, the kiddush al yedei katan. So now that I'm telling you, you're not yotzei mitzvah raya in davening. So then, when the adult comes home, he has a chiyuv deraisa, or she has a chiyuv deraisa, because women are also chayvin kiddush deraisa, to say kiddush, and the katan is being moitzi, can't be moitzi on a chiyuv deraisa. And I feel in Yisrael, l'shamei l'armer imay mila b'mila gam kin noch chayin l'mnei amizeh. So the listener will read along. Also not right. In Lo Shemunath Lefonim Gam Kain Paso Yain Be'ezach Kiddush K'Kaman Mitzvah Siv Katan Gimel. That halacha, there's a halacha, you have to say Al Kois or if they don't get a Kois, you use Pas. The Gadol who's reading along with the Katan is not holding wine. The Katan has the wine. So if you want to say along, you'd have to have his own Kois. So this is interesting. The application of this, let's say, a situation where there's an adult woman who's not going to shul, and she has a son. So she wants her son to say kiddush b'motzi her. He's 13 years old. So now you have a shayla, is he gadol? You know, because even though he was reached the age of 13, we don't know that he has physical maturity. So the Mor says there's a chazaka. That kimish b'alachal shanim b'alachal simanim. That's Rava's chazaka. The problem is that chazaka only works when you're dealing with rabbanans. So I want to put a 13-year-old boy up to daven for the amid, which is a mitzvah of the rabbanan. So I have a right to say kimish b'alachal shanim b'alachal simanim. When you're dealing with deraisas, you don't assume that. You cannot. But whenever you're dealing with deraisas, you cannot assume b'alachal shanim b'alachal simanim. So a woman can't have her 13-year-old son be mitzi her in Kiddush, because we don't know that he's really halachically a gadol. So what's the eitzah? The eitzah they say is that she should also be there's this long bir halach over here, which he raises the following question, the Dagger Mavava's question, that according to the Magen Avraham, you come up with this very difficult problem. The husband went to shul, not a case of a katan and a gadol, a man and a wife, both gadolim. The husband goes in shul, he davens marv. So he's chayiv, according to the Magen Avraham, he's yotze kiddush derais. So he's not chayiv kiddush derais anymore. He comes home and he wants to be motzi his wife. Why? The woman is chayiv kiddush derais. So can he be motzi his wife? So she has to be yotze kiddush from someone who's chayiv kiddush. He's not chayiv kiddush anymore derais. Tell my what? Arvis. Right? So if the husband had not been Yotze, like the Mishabur is suggesting, said he's Chayv the Raisa, and she's Chayv the Raisa, he can be Yotze her. But he is Yotze the Raisa. So the Raisa level, he's not Chayv anymore. So he wants to be Yotze her. You need Arvis. The problem is that there's a rush in Brachas that said there's no Arvis by Noshin. The men were not Chayv Arvis to Noshin. So it comes out, the Gemara Lulu said, couldn't you Magen Avraham? There's no way that the husband can Yotze his wife, Kiddush, Friday night.
He can say if she doesn't know how to say it,
he just can also the. I'm saying that she could say herself, right? I'm saying, but that the idea of the husband saying kiddush, I mean, might see his wife, would be a problem, and it would be a major problem. This Reb Kiveger would suggest the following. Reb Kiveger brings it, and I'm not remembering who he brings it from, but he says, you know, the Rambam's lashon is that it's to say the raisa. Some element of Shabbos with words. That's the mitzvah of the Raisa. Kvager says that if a person says Shabbat Tova, there's no day of the week which we call it by its name. We call Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. Shabbos we call Shabbos. So that's something unique about Shabbos. That has a special name. So saying Good Shabbos, Betzim, would be Yotze Kiddush Derayta. So we're saying Good Shabbos. So the husband walks in and says to his wife, Good Shabbos. She says back, Good Shabbos. Now she's Yotze Derayta. So now they're both Rabbanan. Zavaita, give away to her. That's what Kibaker suggests. Maisa Shohaya, there is the Tzitz Eliezer says, we get on a bus, Motzi Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, your question is maybe the bus driver was a Chiloni, didn't say Abdullah. You don't want to have him do Malacha before he said Abdullah. So you say to him, you know, Gutwach, Shavuot Tov, and he answers back Shavuot Tov. And according to Kibaker, your Yotze Kiddush Shabbos, so your Yotze Abdullah was saying Shavuot Tov. Mainly, Yotze, his key of Havdalah, which is Betzim, the Rambam says that's Betzim, it's Din in Shabbos. There's a key to Mira Raisa to say something about Shabbos, Yitziyosoi, which Chazal were Kaveya through Havdalah. So you go to that Kiev, right? And that was, that's what he says, based on this Kiveger, that he suggests Aloch Lamaisa, when you take a Bosmo to Shabbos with a Chiloni driver, you should make sure to, you should Betzim make sure to greet him all the time. Right? It'd also be appropriate. We come in the middle doors, and you necessarily only go to the front to say hello. So over here, you should.
But you're not saying anything about Shabbos when you say Shabbat Tov.
So, the Musa of Gutvach means that you're leaving the Shabbos going into the weekday. So that's something unique about Shabbos. The Shabbos is distinct from the rest of the week. When they were in Shanghai. Not in Shanghai. When the Mirashi was in Japan, so Japan has a machlokes about which day is Shabbos, right?
When were they in Japan?
The Mirashi was in Kobe, Japan, for 6 months before it traveled across Russia, and they took boats from Vladivostok, Russia, till Kobe, Japan. They were there. Supposedly they're going to be there for a few weeks, so they end up staying there for 6 months, and then they were moved by the Japanese to the mainland, to Shanghai. So during those 6 months they kept 2 days Shabbos because of the Suffolk. According to the Chazon Ish, Sunday was really Shabbos. According to the Gesher Chaim, Rechavecha Tukachinsky, Shabbos was Shabbos, calculating the international halachic date line.
China doesn't have the problem.
China both agree that Chazon Ish's shita is that you can't split a mainland. Mm-hmm. You can't split a piece of land. So Australia really, really theoretically has the problem that half, according to Chazon Ish, part of Australia is on the different date line than the other. But so you're not going to have, like, you know, one side of the street it's Shabbos, one side of the street it's Friday. That would not be correct. So you don't split land, but you do split between pieces, you know, islands. According to Chazon Ish, it comes out of, if you're on the eastern part of Australia, so Sunday is really Sunday is Shabbos. So, but since it's part of the one piece of land, the majority of the land is on the other side. So you keep Shabbos and Sunday. But if you go boating on Sunday, you're as soon as you leave the mainland, you go into the water. Now it's Shabbos. Or if you take a flight from Australia on Sunday, traveling eastward towards the U.S., for about 2 hours in the flight, you can't do any malacha. Because during those 2 hours, you're over the date line, and it's Shabbos. It's not. It's so.
Only 2 hours?
It's about 2 hours until you get past the problem. So, 2 or 3 hours, I think. So you have some interesting applications, but why am I telling you this? Because so Chatzkel Levenstein, when he was with the yeshiva, he suggested that in order to be to the midst of the rice of saying Kiddush, so what they did was that they kept 1 day Shabbos and 1 day they didn't do Malacha, but they done with Tfilas Chol. Says, but you say Good Shabbos. This way you'll be to the midst of the rice of Kiddush by saying Good Shabbos. That's what I'm telling you the story. Okay.
Yeah, anyway, we said in terms of the question of what you're not mentioning Shabbos. Well, let's say Shabbos, and you say Amavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, you're also not saying Shabbos.
Ben Kodesh, you mentioned Kodesh.
So there you're stressing that there was a Kodesh and there's a Chol. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's the same idea. Zalta Mishabura, but Dal the Kiddush of Yom Tov Humi Rabbanim. Even if Kiddush of Shabbos is the Raisa, but there's no Dinam Zachor Shem Shabbos as Yom Tov Lakatsha under the Raisa level to the Rabbanim. Kamacham Yeshal called in Kiddush Shal Shabbos. With regards to all the halachas, we're going to learn of how you do it. They gave it all. Came the Raisa Tikkun, and they gave it all the Dinam that you have with regards to Hilchos Shabbos. Of Kiddush of Shabbos, you have regards to Hilchos Kiddush Yom Tov. Vim Yom Tov Chal be'erev Shabbos. So you have Yom Tov which starts Thursday night. You have one choice of wine. So should you use a Thursday night Yom Shishi, which is Yom Tov, or wait till Friday night? So she should save that cup of wine to use for Shabbos. Now we should theoretically tackle some of this beer halacha. It's as you notice, it's quite a The first issue deals with is saying the Suda issue. See, please. The Suda issue vis-a-vis Kriya Shema. Okay, I'm not going to get involved in that. So he deals with the following question. If you make early Shabbos, and you make early Shabbos, and you say Kiddush on Friday afternoon, Mibayar. So how are you to the Mitzvah Kiddush at the Raisa level? It's not Shabbos yet. So he gets involved in... So that's in the Shilom. There's in the Sefer Shabbos. We mentioned, Kvager says before, that the Sefer Shabbos, Midaraisa is a certain amount of time, whatever it is, the minimum amount of time, Zman Nikr, Zman Ma, that's Nikr, that you're adding something. That which we extend beyond that could be its own Rabbanon. So the Chavetz is man of Shabbos min Rabbanon, and you have a key of Kiddush. You're not going to say Kiddush when Shabbos comes. You already said Kiddush beginning of the meal, which was still daytime. So Rabbi Chanan Kovitz Shiurim brings the sugya of a key of the Rabbanon can be might say a key of the Raisa, but cotton was chayv Rabbanon, can be might say a gadol was chayv the Raisa. So he brings from the Mordechai says, you see, you could, because you see you can make Kiddush Friday afternoon, which is only Chiyav Drabbanon, to much Chiyav Kiddush Deraisa, which you have later on. So he makes a sushtel from one individual, Zmanim of Drabbanon Deraisa, to two individuals, a Kot and a Gola, one's a Drabbanon, one's a Deraisa. So he's much about this problem, but the Rambam's Lashon, however, Shabura says, the Rambam's Lashon is Mashma, you don't have to say it, the same way you say Havdalah after Shabbos is over, right? That it's not Shabbos anymore, but you say Abdullah, that after Shabbos has left, you say, wow, you know, Shabbos was something special. So right before Shabbos, you say, you know, Shabbos is something special. You're also Mekayim into the Raisa. The key of the Raisa is not to say Kiddush on Shabbos. The key of the Raisa is before Shabbos, it includes before Shabbos, and say Shabbos is something special, it's coming, and you know, wow, it's so nice to have Shabbos. So you can Mekayim into the Raisa of Kiddush for Shabbos, without being Makabel Shabbos, because it's not the Raisa. You don't need to say it on Shabbos. You need to say it because as Shabbos is entering, so it can be done before Shabbos. Mr. Bruce says,
so you can do it on Thursday.
Pasha, you can't do it on Thursday because it's not Nikr that you're doing. You're saying the unique element about Shabbos, but as long as it would be obvious you're saying it in regards to Shabbos, that would be close enough that you'd be able to do that. That's the first issue which he deals with. Then he deals with that not going involved. But now that which the Rosh says that there's no din of Arvis by Noshim, the Rosh does say that, but it's not so pashut that that's what he means. The application's over here. The Rosh's point is, if you learn that women are not chayiv in benching the Raisa, because since there's a requirement of oritz, you have to say mention the morsel. You have to mention oritz, which means the nachla. And women were basically did not get nachla. So mela, the morsel said, the women are not chayiv in benching the Raisa. So in that situation, amidst the Chayavin, they weren't, that's what the Rosh says, there's no Din Arbis, Timotzi and Noshim, because they weren't Chayav in the Mitzvah. So, Shimon ben Shotach says he has to eat, he should have a Chayav to bench, because if he didn't have a Chayav to bench, how can he might see the Melech and the Malka, how can he might see the Malka, Elma, you say Arvis, meeker than Arvis, it means I don't have to eat at all, I can still be with you on benching. So there, he has no than Arvis for the Malka and her key of the Rabbanon because she's not Chayav to bench the Raisa. So there's never given a parsha of Arvis on this specific mitzvah of benching because she's not Chayav of benching. So whatever benching she's going to do, you can't use Arvis for it. But with a mitzvah that she's Chayav in, maybe there is a din of Arvis for women. So that which the Nadir Yehuda assumes to ask on the Magen Avraham, according to Magen Avraham, how is you're going to Mitzi, how can a man be Mitzi his wife with Kiddush? There's no Arvis, because it's Tetach and Rosh. So Kivager says that the Rosh was talking about a case where women did not have a Chiyuv. There's no Parsha of Arvis on that. But over here, women do have a Chiyuv. There's a Parsha of Arvis. The Rosh never meant to say that. So that's how you would answer the Magen Avraham's problem from that point. Okay.
The Rosh
says that there's no Din Arvis from a man to woman by benching. Okay, Sif Beis. Let's hop around a little bit over here. Noshim Chayavas B'Kiddush Av Abishah Hu Mitzvahs Aseh Shazman Grama. Women are Chayav in Kiddush, even though it's a time-based Mitzvahs Aseh. Pirish Mitzvahs Aseh Shatuyah B'Zman. It's dependent on time. In general, women are part of such a mitzvah. So why is a woman chayav in Kiddush to Raisa? Mishum the Iskish Zarkal the Shomer. So it's a normal... Normally, Hekash says you have two things written in the same Pasuk. The Torah writes two things in the same Pasuk. The Torah is equating the two. You have two things written Psukim back to back, and there's a Vav between the two Psukim. That's also called a Hekash, because it's saying this and this. So the Torah is equating the two in some way. Zarkar and Shomer... is Hayyos the Torah gave over the seeper of Aseres HaDibris one place with the word Zachar, one place with the word Shomer, means they're functioning as interchangeable to each other, so that means in that way they're equated. If anything, that almost ends up being like the greater Hekesh than any other Hekesh. I have two things met in the same Pasuk, who said they're the same. I have a Lachamash Yusina, that's called a Hekesh. Over here, the Torah is using the two points interchangeably, means the Torah is saying the two things are the same. Well, they're not the same. This is Zachar and this is Shomer. Teretz is, they're equated in regards to the Chiyuv and Mitzvah. But in Osho Ho'ob, Yisno B'Shmira, since they have a Chiyuv Shmira, therefore Yisno B'Shchira. Umotia says, Ho'an Hashim, that women can be Motia a man. Ho'ob Chiyuv has been a Torah, can Moisam, since a woman is Chayiv like a man, so a woman can be Motia a man if she needs to. There's no problem with one being Motia the other one. Fine. Let's hold the Mishnah Berurahs for...